Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is January 28th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI research concerns, AI in medicine, AI journalism, AI future. AI research concerns. Swedish researchers are raising concerns about AI-generated research findings quietly appearing in Google Scholar, various databases, and even respected academic journals. The researchers caution that this flood of misinformation could overwhelm scientific quality control and undermine the integrity of research records. A team from the University of Borås and the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences conducted a sample study of documents labeled as scholarly on Google Scholar. Their analysis revealed that nearly 1 in 7 of these documents appeared in esteemed journals, while almost 2/3 were found in other academic publications. The researchers stressed the need for simultaneous efforts in technology, education, and regulation to address not only the detection of fraudulent work, but also how and why these false findings reach their audiences. AI in medicine. Reid Hoffman and Siddhartha Mukherjee, known for his work as a cancer researcher and author, are stepping into the AI-powered drug discovery field with their new startup, Manus AI. Focused initially on breast cancer, prostate cancer, and lymphoma, Manus AI has secured $24.6 million in seed funding from investors like General Catalyst and Greylock. Setting itself apart, Manus AI plans to design molecules using AI and then test these in a physical lab setting. Leveraging Microsoft's cloud computing platform and AI expertise, the startup aims to develop novel medicines. Reid Hoffman's history with Microsoft, which acquired LinkedIn, adds an intriguing connection to this venture. AI journalism. Quartz, a well-known international business news outlet, has been using AI to create articles, adopting the byline Quartz Intelligence Newsroom. Initially, these AI-generated pieces consisted of straightforward earnings reports. Recently, Quartz expanded to short articles, one of which covers the Jeju air crash investigation, drawing on reports from CNN, MSN, and the Associated Press. These AI-driven articles, typically around 400 words, cite sources only at the start, unlike traditional journalism. Quartz's parent company, GO Media, describes this endeavor as purely experimental, aiming to give Quartz's editorial team more time for in-depth reporting. Despite this, concerns about quality control persist, with past issues of error-prone AI content. Quartz aims to use AI for cost-effective content production, and readers have shown surprisingly high engagement with these AI stories. AI future. Artificial intelligence has already taken the world by storm, yet the real upheaval is still to come. With ever more powerful models and growth-oriented infrastructure, AI is set to transform not just the economy and technology, but also our daily lives in the coming years. Enthusiasm is high, but so are the challenges, from energy consumption and data scarcity to reliability concerns. Since ChatGPT's success, the race for AI dominance has intensified. Major tech companies like Amazon, Google, and Microsoft are planning to double their annual investments in AI infrastructure to over $300 billion by 2025. NVIDIA's graphics processors are central to advanced AI calculations, with revenue projections nearing $200 billion by 2026. However, companies like Meta and Google are leaning towards their custom chips. As the global data center infrastructure evolves to support AI innovations, it comes at a cost. Energy usage in this sector could rise to 9% of total U.S. electricity demand by 2030. Thus, AI's future is closely linked to renewable energy expansion and nuclear technology. Generative AI models, capable of creating texts, images, videos, and even code from simple inputs, show remarkable advancements. OpenAI, Google, and Meta are leading, while open-source initiatives like Meta's Llama promise greater accessibility. Yet, significant weaknesses persist, such as hallucinations and logical errors. AI development faces physical and economic limits, with quality training data increasingly scarce. Developers sometimes use AI-generated data, risking digital inbreeding that reduces model reliability. The costs of AI infrastructures are enormous, potentially exceeding $1 trillion. Energy efficiency remains a hurdle despite chip technology advancements. The USA and China dominate the global AI development race. While US companies like OpenAI and NVIDIA lead, Chinese companies like Alibaba and Baidu have achieved noteworthy progress. The competition includes military applications, where generative AI is used for analysis, decision-making, and even autonomous weapons. The next few years will reveal if AI's hype is justified. Advances in energy efficiency and data availability will be crucial for making the technology more sustainable and accessible. Geopolitical tensions could further fuel the competition, while new applications may influence our lives in unforeseen ways. AI stands on the brink of a new era, and we will all witness this development, whether as beneficiaries or critics. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.